We've got a two-day event that is headquartered here in the Jackson area. So today we're at Napoleon Livestock, and we've got the educational program here this afternoon. We've titled the educational program Back to the Basics, and so we're really looking at some of those practices that we use on the farms and ranches with cattle, and looking at some of the things that we do on an everyday basis, and maybe reviewing those. Maybe there's been improvements in technology or methods that are can improve the way that we handle cattle. Things that maybe make it, technologies that make that those tasks easier. So, looking at a number of different things from herd health to managing high risk cattle, backgrounding or stocker setting. Looking at the genomic testing products that we have available. And right now here in June, and as we get into July, we're in the heart of our fly season. And so we're also looking at how we can control flies on our operations and what that means to productivity for our cattle operations.
The summer meeting also gives time to go out and visit some member farms and see some different type of operations. What places will be highlighted?
Sure. We've got four different farms that we're touring tomorrow. We've got an Angus cow-calf, Angus and Simmental cow-calf operation. We've got a feedlot that's feeding Holstein cattle. We've got a Longhorn operation that we're going to be touring. And then we have the Sears Farm, which is a diversified enterprise with both a cow herd, a feedlot operation, and a grain handling facility there. So I didn't mention our events this evening. We do our annual awards. We've got a banquet at the Sears Farm. We've got some evening entertainment with a local country band as well.
The annual meeting is also the time to recognize those members and those in the industry. What are some of those recognition awards that will be given out later and some of the winners this year?
So we give out five annual awards for the association: Young Cattleman of the Year, Cattle Businessman of the Year, the Purebred Breeder of the Year, our Agribusiness Member of the Year, and the Cattle Businessman of the Year. So those are our five awards that we give out annually. Those are selected by the Cattlemen's Association Executive Committee for members that have done an outstanding job of contributing to the industry over the past year or several years in many cases.
Moving through the summer, what are some of the other activities for beef producers or members of the Michigan Cattlemen's?
Well, we've got a number of different activities that we kind of conclude here with the summer roundup. Our spring is always very busy as we start with our bull sale and beef expo, those kinds of things. Right now, we're trying to get hay baled, and we squeeze this summer roundup event in. And then the summer is really the easy time for cattle producers, for cow-calf producers anyway, because the cows are grazing with the calves alongside. And so as we move towards fall, we start thinking about weaning. But between now and then, we're starting to think about our marketing program for the next year. So what we're going to do with those calves when we wean them this fall. So one of the things that producers can think about is our vaccination program through the MCA, the Goldvac or Silvervac program. The vaccination stamp program gives the producers a protocol that they can take with them when they market those cattle, either privately or through a sale barn, that substantiates how those cattle have been processed in terms of vaccinations and weaning and those types of things. So the idea is to add value to that calf crop. We also have a number of producers that market their cattle through club calf sales or breed sales, and those get started in the fall. So producers are gearing up for those kinds of things as well.
Well, George, we appreciate the update. Any last words to wrap us up with?
Well, I just appreciate everyone that's coming out to the Summer Roundup this weekend. We also appreciate all our sponsors that have contributed. This is an event that we all look forward to and has been growing the last couple of years, and really an enjoyable weekend. So appreciate the folks that come and bring their families and enjoy the camaraderie and the chance to learn a little bit about the industry as well.